In a recent article in the Aspen Times about Pitkin County commissioners at a November 14th work session about healthy community funds, the commissioners seem to be taking a lot of frustration out on Wilderness Workshop. Rachel Richards was quoted as saying that the Wilderness Workshop's recent comments, quote, attacking, end quote, the city of Aspen's efforts to deal with water rights was like Russian propaganda on Facebook. Wilderness Workshop has also been accused of being anti-Crystal Valley Trail. Board Chair George Newman was quoted in the same article as saying, quote, I'm having a hard time supporting a group that is basically in opposition to us and not collaborating with us. I don't think funds should go to us getting kicked in the butt for trying to do the right thing, end quote. You know, I'd like to give you an opportunity to respond to all of that, Will. First, why would Pitkin County see Wilderness Workshop Facebook comments as attacking Aspen's efforts to deal with water rights?
On Aspen water rights, I'm not sure of the exact Facebook post, but you know, Rachel's referring to our work to work with and push, convince the city of Aspen to abandon or move their water rights from Castle Maroon Creeks that would allow them to build dams on those two rivers to somewhere else in the valley. As with any advocacy, I think there's probably times where we're pushing the city a little bit, but in general, it's been a pretty good working relationship with staff especially, but I've sat down with the mayor and a number of the council members as well on the issue, and credit to the city as well for looking into some good creative options, and they're hoping to move those water rights to some parcels of land in Woody Creek. So I think in the relatively near future, we'll all be able to find an agreement that works for us, protects the creeks and the valleys, and you know, gives the city some flexibility on water storage and water rights in the future. So that's the issue. I don't think we've ever posted anything on Facebook about those water rights that wasn't true. We have pushed the city to abandon them or move them.
Why do you think George Newman, chairman of the board, would think that Wilderness Workshop is not collaborating with the county on the Crystal Valley Trail?
You know, I think that may just be based on a misunderstanding. We've been submitting comment to the county, as have, you know, lots of folks. I think they've received over 500 comments on kind of their most recent set of possible alignments for the trail. And we've met with county staff, commissioners, open space and trails board members and staff, and I've reached out to their staff since we've sent our comments in to sit down and go over those. So we'd love to work with the county and collaborate with them on finding the right alignment for wildlife. So I'm not sure why George feels like we haven't been collaborative, but it's something we'd welcome to work with them on. We have been pushing for a wildlife-friendly trail alignment. I do want to be very clear that Wilderness Workshop is not opposed to a trail up the Crystal Valley. We understand that could be a great recreational amenity, that it could help make biking in that corridor safer and more accessible for a wider variety of people. But we need to get the trail alignment right and make sure it doesn't harm wildlife. And ultimately, I think the county shares some of those views, that they want to make sure that any trail alignment they pick is good for wildlife. Our job is to really be kind of wildlife voice in that process. So to that end, we commissioned a study from one of the state's most respected wildlife biologists that helped us understand where areas are in the valley that it probably doesn't make sense to build a trail through, or if you do, you're going to have to do it with a lot of management and really carefully. So that's the information we're bringing to the county. They've done an ecological study as well. I guess my hope is that in the end, we'll be able to find an alignment that's good for wildlife.
How much money does Wilderness Workshop receive from Pitkin County through Healthy Communities Fund?
We get a $20,000 grant from Pitkin County, and that funds our air and water quality monitoring work for local wilderness areas, and also our work on oil and gas. and it's much appreciated and very helpful to the work we do.
It sounds like that 20 grand that you get from the Healthy Communities Fund does not go into your work on the trail.
That's correct. We keep the money we receive from Pickens County separate from, you know, my work and advocacy on the trail. You know, that's where this kind of issue was raised, that George Newman, the chair, was wondering, should we be giving money to a group that's, as some of the other commissioners put it, holding our feet to the fire on this trail issue. And I think that's a really legitimate kind of public policy question. We also received money from the city of Aspen for some similar work at the same time we were pushing them on their water rights. And so I think it's worth the county commissioners asking, and it's up to us to, you know, ensure our finances are really clean on that. But we've got a long history working with both the city of Aspen and Pickens County on a number of issues, and, you know, I'm very confident that we'll continue to be able to do that, and, you know, we can kind of have a, you know, mature conversation and discussion about issues we agree on 100% and somewhere we're, you know, trying to convince the city or the county one way or the other.